Okay, so as I said, my name is Dale Thomas. I'm one of the fellowship leaders here at MBT. If you're visiting with us tonight, this is a unique night because I'm teaching instead of our senior pastor. You probably heard if you came in at the right time that our senior pastor and two of our other pastors, Pastor Kenny Morgan, Pastor Brandon Briscoe, have been visiting two of our daughter churches, one in Saigon and the other in Nairobi. And so they'll be coming back very soon. And so I'm begging you, come back to hear our senior pastor deliver the word of God. But you have me tonight, and so let's get to work. One of the things that I wanted to just kind of start out with, this is going to be a unique night. We are going to get a chance to kind of break up in our groups and kind of have a discussion about some things. And so one of the things I kind of want to just ask you as a group, and you don't have to answer out loud, but I want you to just consider it on your heart. How are you doing? This has been a weird year, right? It's been weird since COVID. Nothing has ever gotten back to normal. We've had different trials, different issues, things going on with Israel that we see, and man, there's some troubling things that are happening within our sphere of influence, and even what we can see outside of our sphere of influence is just kind of interesting. In a crowd of this size, I could imagine any answer I would have heard would have been, I'm fine to not well at all. I know surely in Faith Fellowship, we've heard either response, and all the rest of the fellowships I would imagine would be the same. And so my next question to you is this then. Where do you go when you have trouble? What's your go-to? Do you worry? Do you kind of lash out at people? You isolate, withdraw? Maybe you run to the Word. I want to make a suggestion and say the only actual help you will receive is going to come from the Word of God itself. How do I know this? Because it said so. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And then in James 3:17 it says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. So if that's what God said about his word and wisdom, then why are we so troubled in today's world? Essentially, the Lord has laid a foundation with his word and how he describes it as this is the answer to all of life's issues. And yet we, one, continually find ourselves within issues, and then our handling of those issues, can be suspect. I think the primary issue is this, is because we don't know how to apply God's word to our life. In a church like this, we have plenty of opportunity to learn God's word, and we praise God for that. Man, we have everything for those of you that are visiting. If you have been looking for a church to be a part of that is going to invest the word of God in you, man, you've come to the right place. Man, we'll teach you from COD, we'll explain to you from what the Word of God says about being a disciple of Christ, and then we'll pair you up with somebody so that you can do that. If this is intimidating in terms of this space and you've been coming on Sunday and you're like, man, I'd like to get into a smaller, hey, let me just tell you, Faith Fellowship meets in the Lower East Side of, it's a great little fellowship. You should come on down and check us out. We would love to see you, but there are other great fellowships. And my pastors that I work alongside with that have fellowships there, from Pastor Mitch to Pastor Chris, Pastor Kenny. Oh, I can't forget Uriah. Where's Uriah? I can't forget Uriah. Good ground, upstairs. Man, there's plenty of ways that you're going to learn the Word of God. We can even get you after that. We could teach you now from you've been in discipleship to now, hey, you should be trusting God to be one that can take somebody through discipleship. We'll teach you how to do that. Then we'll teach you LFBI. And now you really get a heart and a good view of God's word and from cover to cover, and you have your standing in it, and maybe the Lord is calling you to the pastorate. But that's all well and good as long as I apply the word of God. If I don't, then all I've done is become a knowledge hound. See, the issue is we have to do the work, guys. And where does that start? It starts in belief. And the simple belief of, do you believe God's word to be what he said it is? In Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. What does that mean then? I have to ask myself, are the words I hear or read something I can believe in? Church, do you believe it? Because sometimes our countenance, sometimes our decisions, sometimes our, you know, behavior doesn't necessarily communicate that. And listen, I'm not one to say that I'm doing it perfectly. This is why it slapped me in the face before I gave it to you. But the same thing is, like, we do have to consider. You know, Sam says all the time, we don't want to just waste our lives holding service. He's right. And I don't want to waste God's time just looking at his word going, it's great, it's awesome, and I can tell you this cross reference and go over here, but then what? So listen, this is where the work's going to come in for us tonight. We're going to get an opportunity to put it in practice. If the answer is yes, when I hear or read something from God's word, I can believe in that, then okay. Then let's put that into play. I believe what the word has said. And so now the question that you always want to bring to the word is, what is it saying to me? In that verse earlier that we had read, it says that there are rewards for those that diligently seek him. So now we're just going to do this and do a simple Bible study principle and look at the first mention of the word reward. It's in Genesis 15:1. You probably know it. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Whoa. It's a lot there already, right? First mention of it. So then it just made me say, well, time out. The God of heaven just said, fear not, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. So if the Lord says, don't have fear, then why do I tremble? What do I really have? If I have the Lord, what do I have to worry about? I've got him. Then he says, he is our shield. If he's the shield, what is he protecting us against? Can it actually do anything against our Lord? No. And then lastly, then he said, he was Abram's exceeding great reward. Can you give yourself something better than the Lord? So listen, here's the question. What do you fear? What is your shield? And are you satisfied with your reward? And so we're going to break out and just look at those three areas. And what I want you to do in this time is to talk amongst the groups that you've been praying with tonight. Perhaps you can get into slightly larger groups, but I really want you to kind of talk about, in terms of application of this, 2 Timothy 1-7. What I want you to do is ask yourself, what does this teach us about fear? And then the next question, I'm going to repeat it, so I'll give you time. What does this teach us about fear? But then the next thing I want you to look at is, what can you do different to reflect what you have learned? See, this is the part, again, we all have favorite verses in the Bible, but if I'm not going to apply them, we got to apply it. And I'd imagine you got situations right now that you can apply God's word to. The next thing is we're going to look at shield. Ephesians 6:14-16. Okay, write that down. Ephesians 6:14-16. And the question is, I want you to see from the text, what is our shield? And then, the next question, how can your shield be applied to your current situation? So for shield, it was, what is our shield? And then how can your shield be applied to your current situation? And then last is reward. 1 Corinthians 3:9-15. 1 Corinthians 3:9-15. The first question is this: have you thought about your reward lately? Have you thought about your reward lately? And then the last question of that is, does your reward help your perspective right now? And so listen, this is what I want to do. I want to give you some time to kind of mull these things over. And then I would love for us to have some feedback and just kind of share what it is that we learn. Because again, guys, we got to apply it. That's where the power is. That's where really the rubber meets the road. Okay, and so I'm going to give you some time, a good amount of time. Okay, really just discuss these things in your group. And then, Justin, would you mind being a runner for me? Eric always does. I'm going to give you a break tonight, brother. And so when we come back, if you're willing, okay, no pressure. You don't have to. If you're willing, I would love to hear what it is you learn. Because it may minister to one of us that's going through a similar situation, but maybe we just don't have the courage to speak out about it. Okay?